Countdown to Revolution on BBC Two. Right wing overkill. BBC Two's documentary on Russian Revolution. Right wing overkill. Anyone who has ever written a book attacking revolutionary Russia, Sebag Montefiore, Figes, Sebastian, Rappaport, plus Martin Amis and the plummiest ever BBC correspondent Bridget Kendall. Ranged against them? Tariq Ali and China Miéville. Call it balance if you want. A relentless focus on psychology at the expense of an understanding of mass movements, Trotsky's arrogance, Lenin's desire for revenge for his brother's death. To paraphrase Lenin, when everyone is a psychologist, no one is a psychologist. These were utterly self-sacrificing men. Lenin did, yes, die of a stroke, but not before he took a bullet. And we know what happened to Trotsky. An entirely predictable travesty. Poor Gerard. I thought the role of Stalin pre-revolution was over-egged. The program focused on personalities and appearances excessively. The fundamental differences between Trotsky and Stalin were glossed over. The end summation only had one short positive appraisal by Tariq Ali. Gary Kandinsky. I only lasted 10 minutes. Seemed like Lenin was a bit annoyed and decided to have a revolution. Alison Hill. Peter Taaffe, General Secretary of the Socialist Party, responds to the BBC's attempt to smear the revolution. Socialistparty.org.uk web link. Russia 1917, Countdown to Revolution, is available on BBC iPlayer.